Y is for the yolk of Christ. Y is for the yolk of Christ. Z is for Zion, the home of our bliss. Z is for Zion, the home of our bliss.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Live from lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Oye, le mandé, Good afternoon. It's about 8 minutes past the noontime hour. Daylight savings time. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This is a news and entertainment magazine happening every Sunday at noon on X-Ray, hosted by none other than career newsreader Dick Dickenbach. Except today. We can't get his Halloween costume off of him. It's been a nightmare. We told him not to go as the demolished East Wing of the White House. We're trying now to cut him out of it. I'll be here until we get him out. It's me, Gary. Today is November 2nd, the 306th day of the year. 59 days remain in 2025. We began the program today with a music report by Holger Suke called Dancing in White Circles, found in his Good Morning Story album. Under my voice is Miles Davis, Circle from the Blue Miles Collection. Because, of course, November 2nd is Look for Circles Day, reports nationaltoday.com. Look for Circles Day is celebrated on November 2nd every year. A circle is a shape where all the points in the shape are equidistant from a given point, which makes the center. This holiday is celebrated across the country, one hopes, and is a day set aside to look for circles in the world around us. It's meant to be a fun activity for kids and adults alike. In addition to being a fun day outside, which it turns out is a lovely day here in Portland, the day helps young children learn to identify shapes, which is an important part of their development. Now, a circle can be found in everyday objects and in nature. They may also be defined as a type of ellipse or a closed curve that has two regions, an interior and an exterior. People who feel that way, however, are considered heretics to the Orthodox Look for Circle Day's believers, so we present this information in a half-hearted attempt at equanimity. Please do not harass Dick Dickenbach or the staff online. We are on your side. Look for Circles Day is not only a great way to encourage children to look for shapes in the world around them, but also great for encouraging children to pay more attention to their surroundings and appreciate the world around them. Shape recognition is an important aspect of participating in the world around us, and encouraging children to look for shapes strengthens their capacity to identify shapes and patterns in their environment. Circles are an easy shape to start with, since they're one of the easiest shapes to find and identify in the music, in the modern world, and in nature. Circles are used extensively in art as well, and many cultures have used the circle to represent important values and ideas artistically. Rotation, revolution, and other circular movements are important to everyday life, and as a result, the circular shape can be found easily in modern life. Circles and spheres are easily seen in nature. Again, the Look for Circles Orthodox don't want us to bring spheres into the equation, but we present the from the rings on tree trunks to drops of water. I'm going to get so much trouble with them. How does one look for a circle on a radio show? Well, Dick Dickenbach pondered over this for many seconds before suggesting we play instrumentals on the show today so that you can look for the circles in your mind without words interrupting and telling you what to think. This reporter feels it makes as much sense as anything else he decides, so that's what we're going to do. No help from us. Look for circles in the musical reports we play today. The phone line is 503-233-9729. Those four numbers spell X-ray. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. Those four last numbers spell 5979. And look, here are some circles on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm. Oh, we're going to get some letters from those circle fanatics, aren't we? My God. Thank you.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Breaking news. It's nearly 1:30 in the afternoon. Oops, sorry, 12:30 in the afternoon. Clocks haven't changed up here yet. You're looking for circles today on Look for Circles Day on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. I'm sitting in for Dick Dickenbach today because he's a square. Now, he made me read that joke. He thinks he's funny. He was just too lazy to come to the show today, which is Look for Circles Today. We're asking you to look for circles in all the mostly instrumentals we're playing today. Like what I just played, that was Mice Parade, Circle 1 from Mukundi. Before that, Kreidler, Circles from their self-titled debut record. We heard Maramari, Circles from Ballad of the Round Ball. And we began with Funky Porcini, Circle Line from Abstract Workshop, a collection of trip-hop and jazz. Under My Voice, the keyboard circle, Sound Circle, All About Us, an archival recording called 1976. We briefly defined the circle in the previous air break, but if you're going to be looking for them today, here is a more detailed definition and some of the properties of the circle, courtesy of the Wikipedia. A circle is a shape consisting of all points in a plane that are at a given distance from a given point, that's the center. The distance between any point of the circle and the center is called the radius. The length of a line segment connecting two points on the circle and passing through the center is called the diameter. A circle bounds a region of the plane called a disk. The circle has been known since the beginning of recorded history. Natural circles are common, such as the full moon or a slice of round fruit. The circle is the basis for the wheel, which, with related inventions such as gears, makes much of modern machinery possible. In mathematics, the study of a circle has helped inspire the development of geometry, astronomy, and calculus. The word circle derives from the Greek kirkos or kuklos, itself a metathesis of the Homeric Greek kleikos, meaning hoop or ring. The origins of the word circus and circuit are closely related. The ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter is pi, an irrational constant approximately equal to 3.14159265.4. The ratio of a circle's circumference to its radius is 2 pi. As proved by Archimedes in his measurement of a circle, the area enclosed by a circle is equal to that of a triangle whose base has the length of the circle's circumference and whose height equals the circle's radius, which comes to pi multiplied by the radius squared. So, pi r squared. I remember the first time I saw, I learned about mathematics, this reporter learned about mathematics before I learned about the pi. And the first time I saw a pi, and I saw a pi was round, I thought, that's weird, because pi r squared. That's also a Dick Dickenbach joke. Please, he made me tell you that joke. Here are some of the properties of a circle. The circle is the shape with the largest area for a given length of perimeter. The circle is a highly symmetrical shape. Every line through the center forms a line of every line through the center forms a line of reflection symmetry and has a rotational symmetry around the center for every angle. All circles are similar. A circle's circumference and radius are proportional. The enclosed area and the square of its radius are proportional. The constants of proportionality are 2 pi and pi respectively. The circle that is centered at the origin with radius 1 is called the unit circle. Through any three points, not all on the same line, there lies a unique circle. In Cartesian coordinates, it is possible to give explicit formulae for the coordinates of the center of the circle and the radius in terms of the coordinates of the three given points. Yeah, some fun geometry for you there on a Sunday afternoon. Aren't you glad you decided to go outside instead? The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 503-233-9729. The text line is 971-220. KXRY, that's 5979. Oh, look now. More circles. It's the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland, xray.fm.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
We'll be right back.
This just in. It's about 9 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour, which means we're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. November 2nd is Look for Circles Day, so we're offering you music reports about circles in which we hope you will find circles if, in fact, you are looking for them as you ought to be doing as it is Look for Circles Day. That was Sam Prekop, Circle Line from Comma. Before that, Matmus, Circle of Shivers. Probably better for a Halloween show. But anyway, that's from The Consuming Flame, Open Exercises in Group Form. We are John Hopkins, Circle from Contact Note. And we began with Square Pusher, Circle Wave from Ultra Visitor. Under My Voice, Peter Cater, Full Circle from Soul Story Improvisations. Thank you for tuning in. As much as you miss Dick Dickenbach, he misses you. But as always, do not respond to his texts unless you have the time to just... He's so needy. We'll be back, Dick Dickenbach included, next Sunday at noon. You can find old reports at xray.fm. And the last instrumental songs that we are challenging your brain to look for circles will be noted on the playlist, also there at xray.fm. Until one, that's when Radio Bandolero comes on. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and crew of the report, I'm Gary, leaving you with this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. The eye is the first circle, the horizon from which it forms is the second, and throughout nature this primary figure is repeated without end. It is the highest emblem in the cipher of the world. So there, go look for that. Look for the highest emblem in the cipher of the world. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty day, so I don't have to tell you. Have a lovely day.
Independent, educational, not-for-profit. X-Ray FM is dedicated to the Pacific Northwest's unique music, ideas, and culture. Our mission is to put a microphone to the best and most distinctive of Portland and provide a home for independent media in service of a just community. With progressive talk in the day and independently curated music at night, we are the source for the authentic voices of Portland. Our slogan says it all. Radio is yours.
You're tuned into KXRY.